a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars points winning.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday, hour number three, coming your way here on the program. Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper. And Mitch Harper, man, we got to give him credit where credit is due. He does an outstanding job on the BYU beat, providing great coverage on KSLSports.com. And I loved this piece you put out earlier in the week. And as always, you can check out Mitch at KSLSports.com, Mitch_Harper. He wrote 10 teams BYU football has surprisingly never defeated. Now, we'll go through the whole list here, but what I'm most interested in, Mitch, is which team or two, and we can have a little friendly discussion here, do you wish that just wasn't on that list more than the other teams?
Yeah, to me, it's probably recency bias is playing in effect here, but Coastal Carolina, like that game just frustrates me to no end. And this list, I looked at it, and because, you know, BYU's got a rich tradition of wins. Like the last 50 years, they are the winningest program out West. Like that's pretty cool because you talk about USC, UCLA, great brands out West, and BYU is the winningest program in the last 50 years of college football. That just speaks to how good the program has been in the last half century. And so it's very rare when a team has a stranglehold over BYU and just can say, we've never lost to those guys. And that Coastal Carolina, only one meeting, but man, that was just a frustrating one because I still feel like BYU was the better team, especially with how Coastal Carolina played in that bowl game. But, you know, quick turnaround, I get that. Some penalties, didn't play great defensively. That's just one I wish it would have gone another way, especially too with how that fan base was. Like the Coastal Carolina fans drove me nuts. And one thing I learned too, Matt, is that this game, and I didn't realize this until I put together this piece, Wikipedia has a page, a landing page on it. It literally says Mormons versus Mullets, and it's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to BYU Coastal Carolina. So it's a historical game, and that's can always be a cool thing about it. But man, it's just frustrating because when you get those historical stages, you want to win them, and losing out that Coastal Carolina game prevented a perfect season.
That's a good pick. That's number three. When I was just looking at, I like to put together lists. I've always been a list guy. I have, like, if you were to look at my iPhone on the Reminders app, it's just lists, shared lists with my wife, shopping lists, wish lists. I'm just a list dude. That was number three for me. I think the reason it wasn't higher was because by the end of the year, like when we went into that game, Mitch, we felt like if they win this game, they're gonna make the New Year Six, and it became pretty clear that even if they win that game, they probably don't. And so, which I think is ridiculous. Let me make that abundantly clear on the show. But because of that, I just, you know, it would have been a great win, but it wouldn't have resulted in the payoff that I think they would have deserved. So for me, number one is Florida State, specifically in 2009. At home, you have beaten Oklahoma, and I feel like that would have been the year, because TCU was good too. So you got Oklahoma, who you beat, Florida State at home, who you should have beat. I mean, Florida State took care of BYU pretty easily, but I don't think that should have happened. And there was a turnover, because it was like back and forth, high scoring very early on. Was it O'Neal Chambers near the red zone?
Yes.
And that kind of swung the football game. But I'm like, if you win that game and then you beat TCU, which they didn't end up doing. So, and that was a game day game too. So we're talking about two home games here. You win two home games against good football teams. I don't think you're playing for the national championship, but you're playing in a sweet bowl game.
I think they might have been playing for the national championship. Like,
really? Wow.
In that 2009 game going into Florida State, like, BYU was viewed as just the favorite. There's like some old YouTube video of Skip Bayless saying, BYU is going to crush, like in a Skip Bayless fashion. They are going to crush. And he's like pointing down at the table in Skip Bayless fashion, crush Bobby Bowden in Florida State. And then fast forward to the Saturday, Bobby Bowden and crew are tearing up the grass at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and it's just like, ah, what just happened for BYU? And yeah, it's crazy. Florida State's beaten BYU four times all time. 91, Pixing Classic. They won in Anaheim, number one ranked team. BYU had the defending Heisman Trophy winner in Ty Detmer. And then in 2000, they won the Pigskin Classic as well in Jacksonville. That was, BYU was just outmatched. Defending national champion Florida State in that one, too. And then 2010, the first year of Jimbo Fisher out in Tallahassee. But yeah, the whole list, I just thought about it because, again, BYU just, they don't have many offers against teams. I know that Utah feels like it's been forever since BYU beat those guys, but they have. So Utah's not on this list. The rest of the list includes the following: Alabama Crimson Tide, only one loss to them, but still a loss. Florida State, Indiana, oh, that one pains me. Iowa State, Kansas, yeah, Kansas. Kansas football, BYU's never beat them. Ohio State.
That one pains me. Let me just say, I've got family from Ohio.
Okay, go on.
Ohio's, the reputation of Ohio State fans, it is true. I have firsthand knowledge. When Kirk Herbstreit says I had to get the heck out of Columbus because the fan base was getting me, I know exactly what Kirk Herbstreit is talking about. They are crazy. And so I have to hear that garbage. Ohio State, Big Ten, we're like, get this is just to give you an example. I get a text during the NFL draft. This is how Ohio State fans think, a large portion of it. I get a text. Hey, do you know which team has the most people taken in the draft today? And I'm like, well, it's coming from you, so it must be Ohio State. Yep, Ohio State. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that would be an especially sweet one if BYU had a win over Ohio State.
Oh, man, that would be nice, but almost feels impossible, doesn't it?
Yep.
Because they are on the footing of like Alabama. Like, that's the only program that's better than them right now is Alabama. But yeah, there was a couple years ago, Tom Homo put out a tweet that said, hey, Coug fan, should I try and get a game? And it was at the Horseshoe. It's like, ooh, is Tom getting the Buckeyes on the schedule? I would love to see that. I think Ty Detmer one time leaked on a radio show. If memory serves me right, he said that BYU and Ohio State was on a future schedule, like in the 2030s. So maybe it's going to happen. We're just waiting on the official details, potentially. But would be great to see BYU and Ohio State play. Just from the experience, too. And to get a win over Ohio State would be fantastic. Oklahoma State is also on this list. South Florida. Got a chance to redeem that coming up this year. BYU hosts the Bulls. And they will play them the next 3 years. So there's going to be a lot of games against South Florida coming up in future years. And this might be the most surprising one of all, Matt, Stanford. Now, to me, this is number two after Coastal Carolina. BYU is 0-2 against Stanford. Shocking that a team so close to BYU in terms of geography, not close in terms of ideals and views politically and all that stuff. But 0-2 all time against the Cardinal. I would love to see BYU get revenge against them. A lot of games coming up against Stanford. They're going to be playing each other about seven times between 2022, next year, and then 2035. So we will see BYU and the Cardinal quite a bit, but kind of surprised that they've only met twice and BYU's lost both.
I think the reason I didn't put that one higher, just kind of thinking about the list of teams I wish they had beaten, is because I kind of feel like they would have last year. Like that's a game that should have been played. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know. Obviously, it's a pandemic, but that would have been – I was really looking forward to that because my in-laws live in the Bay. So it's like Thanksgiving with the in-laws, drive up the road, Stanford, but BYU will get Stanford at some point. Stanford's being played so much. It's going to be a cool football game, BYU and Stanford. I'm looking forward to that series.
Matt, I need to put together some genealogy of your family and piece together the map because you've got like family all over the place, man. I've got like family in West Jordan. I got some family in Harriman. That's about it. Like a few in Philadelphia, but that's about it. You got it all over the country, man. You got
I really do.
You got a well-diversified family that's well-educated, charming people. Like, I got like this is an impressive genealogy.
I got connections. So, hey, if we want to CSSEV, we can go to Florida. We can go to Ohio. We can go to Denver.
I love this.
We can go to the Bay. We can go to L.A. Arizona. Let's take that thing around. Let's hit up some football games, guys.
My sister is considering moving to Florida, and I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to have connections in Disney World. When BYU plays UCF, I'm going to have some hookups. Let's go. My parents are like, no, don't leave. Don't leave. You got to stay home because that's what we all do in the Harper family. We all stay in Utah. And so I'm just impressed that like you have family that branches out beyond the 45th state in the union. So tip of the cap to the Biamontes.
Oh, that's great stuff. Well, you know, maybe we should take a break here, Mitch, on that genealogy note. It's Matt Biamonte, Mitch Sharper, Dallin Graff producing. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we'll talk some more scheduling oddities with a couple teams popping up in the 2030s and maybe touch on which teams you'd like to see in future schedules. So back with more after this. It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.